Ann Coulter, Jared, The Bird Brain of Alcatraz. By Ann Coulter on November 21, 2018. In the systematic dismantling of common sense in America, Jared Kushner's sentencing reform bill is the coup de grace. A Mack truck hurtling down the highway about to take out thousands of Americans. The idiot army is already in place to fight and win this battle. Jared and the hip-hop artists currently advising him have decided that too many people are in prison. If you think you've heard this before, you have. Genius insights of this sort have preceded nearly every major crime wave this country has experienced. From Philadelphia to California to a bloody period known as the Warren Court. As anyone with an amoeba's understanding of recent history knows, beginning in the early 60s, assorted heads up their asses liberals jettisoned logic, common sense and a basic understanding of human nature by releasing criminals from the prisons where they belonged. Instead of punishing criminals, we would give them social services, education and job training, with the implied understanding that they wouldn't move next door to any of the reformers. The experts assured a disbelieving public that these policies would reduce crime. As Thomas Sowell writes in The Vision of the Anointed, self-congratulation as a basis for social policy, the stage was set. Liberal criminologists soft on crime policies were in place. We only needed empirical evidence. The results: crime rates skyrocketed. Murder rates suddenly shot up until the murder rate in 1974 was more than twice as high as in 1961. Between 1960 and 1976, a citizen's chances of becoming a victim of a major violent crime tripled. Prior to this period, crime had been declining for three decades. Thousands of Americans were murdered, raped, assaulted, disfigured and robbed as a direct result of the exact same policies that Jared and his assistant, Donald Trump, are trying to foist on the country right now. Then Princeton professor John DiIulio Jr. looked at the consequences of a single order by a Carter-appointed judge, Norma Shapiro, that put a population cap on Philadelphia prisons in the 1990s. In an 18-month period between 1993 and 1994, 9,732 prisoners released as a result of Judge Shapiro's order were rearrested for committing 79 murders, 90 rapes, 701 burglaries, 959 robberies, 1,113 assaults, 2,215 drug offenses and 2,748 thefts. It took more than a decade of Reagan and Bush judges, Republican mayors and governors, and the endless complaints of ordinary people to produce the low crime rates we have today. Their formula was, do the precise opposite of whatever the ACLU, the Brennan Center for Justice and the New York Times recommend. Progressive young hipsters living in Brooklyn today have no concept that their trendy neighborhoods would be uninhabitable war zones but for Mayor Giuliani. If you don't have order and safety in big cities, you can't have anything else. In 1991, the U.S. murder rate was well over twice what it is today. Normal person, thank God we started putting criminals in prison again. Jared, let's release them. A 2014 study by the Bureau of Justice Statistics found that, within 5 years of release, 82% of property offenders, 77% of drug offenders, 74% of public order offenders and 71% of violent offenders were arrested for a new crime, after not getting caught committing God knows how many others. This is not rocket science. Lock up criminals and they can't commit any more crimes. As a New York Times headline put it in 2004 with characteristic cluelessness, despite dropping crime, an increase in inmates. But there are no permanent victories with liberals. Brennan Center acolytes have been patiently waiting for everyone who knows anything to leave the building, so they could go back to springing criminals again. Hillary's losing the election was a major setback. But then, in a stroke of luck, criminologists discovered the president's ridiculously naive son-in-law. Joy reigned throughout the land. Not only does Jared have the advantage of knowing absolutely nothing about the history of the precise policies he's pushing, but he has a personal interest in lenient sentencing, inasmuch as his father is, as Obama calls criminals, justice involved. In 2005, Charles Kushner was thrown in federal prison for felony tax evasion, illegal campaign contributions and witness tampering, to wit, hiring a prostitute to sleep with his brother-in-law. For a wispy little fellow like Jared, of all the things life has given him to be embarrassed about, having to visit his father in prison has to rank pretty high. Surely we can come up with a better way for him to deal with the shame and humiliation of his father being a convicted felon than sentencing thousands of Americans to a new and dangerous crime wave. Jared is the kind of moron who believes that the crime listed on a convict's baseball trading card is the worst crime he committed. Thus, we're incessantly told that sentences will be cut only for nonviolent drug offenders. If you are even passingly familiar with our justice system, you know that virtually everyone in prison is there as the result of a plea bargain. 97% of federal cases and 94% of state cases, according to the New York Times. You don't strike a deal with the prosecutor to plead to the worst crime you've committed. You plead to the least serious offense. Rape equals indecent exposure. Armed robbery equals illegal gun possession. You also plead guilty to the crime that can be proved unequivocally. Unlike witnesses, guns and drugs can't be intimidated out of testifying. So what does Jared's bill do? It slashes the sentences for illegal possession of drugs and guns. Trump's attitude is, yes, the sentencing reform bill is an idiotic idea that will do great harm to our country. But Jared's been down in the dumps, so it's the least I can do for the guy. Americans will be murdered, raped and assaulted for the sole purpose of ensuring that Jared has something on his Wikipedia page other than BFF of Saudi bone carver Mohammed bin Salman and got into Harvard because his felon father gave the college millions of dollars.